The top stories today. Australia's superannuation industry is set for a major overhaul after a landmark report found one in four accounts is being diluted by unnecessary fees and underperforming funds. The Productivity Commission discovered employees are being shortchanged hundreds of thousands of dollars over their working lives. The report is calling for stronger governance rules for all funds. A 33-year-old man will appear in court today charged with murder after allegedly attacking his elderly neighbour with a hammer in Adelaide. Police were called to a home in Flinders Park, west of the CBD, late yesterday, following reports of a serious assault. The victim died at the scene. Italians are facing another election as the country remains gripped by political turmoil. President Sergio Mattarella has appointed economist Carlo Cottarelli as interim prime minister after failed attempts to form a coalition government. And Sydney is blanketed in smoke today as the Rural Fire Service takes advantage of dry conditions to carry out hazard reduction burns. The poor air quality has triggered a health warning for older people, children and people with respiratory problems to avoid all outdoor activities.